When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson, and this is The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio. Welcome to hour number two. And we didn't do a mock draft on Monday, Matt, because everything was happening.
There was too much turmoil. It's questionable to even do it today, to be honest.
Well, but we know a little bit more. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I think we have a better idea of exactly.
We'll be more apt to take a receiver.
Be know, more apt to take a center.
Right.
You know, those kind of things.
And they still will add some pieces before it gets to this point.
So I'm on ProFootballNetwork.com's mock drafter, and they do have the Deontay Johnson terms in there. So we have pick 178.
I mean, there's a lot of draft picks that have changed in the last couple of days, including the comp picks and, of course, this. So let's do it. Let's dig in. I'm psyched.
Okay, so we're up now at pick 20.
Okay.
We do have some three trade offers. The Jaguars are on the phone. They have pick 24. And they're offering us their 2025 second-round draft pick to come up to 20, and they also want 178.
It's fair.
It's fair. I don't know if I want to give up two picks in this draft.
I mean, it's not great for radio.
No, let's see what else is.
But that's a nice pick.
Let's see what else is there. Oh, okay, so the Colts are on the phone. All they want is pick 20. They want to give us pick 46, pick 82, their 2025 second, third, and fifth rounders.
Ooh, I don't think I can go back that far, though.
To trade out of the first round, yeah.
That's a reject.
I'm just going to reject that one.
They've already picked. They're in the top 19.
And the Bengals are on the phone with a similar offer.
Yeah, it sounds like the same type of deal.
And it's 49, 80, 97, their second and third round picks next year.
Jacksonville I'd listen to if there's five guys I like on the board.
Well, here's what's available. And
then we could even make that a third and try to get a pick this year or something.
Yeah, we could try to
finagle that a little bit.
So, J.J. McCarthy is still there. He doesn't interest us. But Brian Thomas is still there.
That interests us.
Jerzon Newton is there. Jackson Powers Johnson is there.
That's of interest yet again, yeah.
Chop Robinson, Cooper DeJean, Byron Murphy, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Tyler Guyton, Keon Coleman, Bo Nix, Graham Barton, Donnie Mitchell. So, there's not as many guys there.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm not.
I don't want to go back that far.
I don't want to go back that far either with what's available.
No, I liked two guys at this pick. It was Powers Johnson and Thomas.
Yeah.
That to me is too scary to go back five because I don't think Thomas will fall.
No, I don't think he will either.
Jacksonville could be trading up for Powers Johnson. They're not trading up for McCarthy.
Yeah.
They could be trading up for Thomas.
And I don't know that, you know, when you look at what's coming up, the teams coming up after us, Jacksonville had already traded back once.
Mm, okay.
That's why they're at 24 because they were at 17 before. So, you had who moved up? Looks like Dallas moved up to go get Fuaga.
Okay.
So
a lot of tackles went, though, obviously.
All the tackles are picked over except for Guyton.
Which is okay. I mean, he would have been my third choice, but kind of a distant third.
Yeah, and I don't know that he makes it if we go down to 24.
And because I'm not sure if I'm thrilled that he does.
Yeah, you got Miami, you got Philadelphia, you got Houston sitting there between
none
us.
None of those are going to take a quarterback.
Yeah. And
McCarthy's a guy you want to get off the board.
Right.
Which I don't think he'll be there at 20 anyway.
I don't think he will either, but he is in this. Yeah.
So I think it comes down to center versus receiver.
I think you take receiver.
I think you do too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take Brian Thomas.
He's really good. Or he's really intriguing.
Yeah. All right. So we're zipping along here, and we are now up.
Thomas and Pickens is a nice pairing.
We're up at 51. You're going to like this. So we do have a trade offer. Seattle is on the phone. They want 51 and 195. 195 is our last pick now.
Mm.
And they want to give us 57 and next year's second-round pick.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. I'm going to reject that, though, because I'll tell you why.
All right.
The top player still available is Zach Frazier.
Nice. Do you think you just want to click and pick and make it that simple?
I mean, the other guys available, Troy Franklin, Aurore Heureaux, Cooper Beebe, Edgerrin Cooper. We don't need Edgerrin Cooper now.
No. I wouldn't consider him
anymore. That takes that off the...
Right.
Rakestraw is still there. Okay.
Yeah.
Cameron Kitchens, Patrick Paul, Michael Hall Jr., Jatavion Sanders.
I think we agree that on March 13th, the two biggest needs are center and wide receiver.
And we would fill them with our first two picks.
Yeah, with players we like a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is. Done.
That's a great trade they offered us. It breaks my heart to say no to, but you can't
such
risk
is
it.
Life.
Right. Can't
all
risk
right.
It.
So we are now back up at pick 84, and the Falcons are on the phone.
All right.
The Falcons are offering, we have two trade offers, actually. The Falcons are offering 86 and 197.
That's interesting. I mean, they only need five guys to come up with and probably less to get there.
I don't know if I want 197, though. 197 would give us
another
late pick.
One.
That would be our last pick.
Or maybe we can try to turn that into a fourth for our fifth or something like that.
The other trade offer is the Jets. They want 84 and 195 for pick 111 in next year's third-round draft pick. I don't want to move down that far.
Nah, it doesn't really interest. I'll still reject that one.
Yeah, I'm going to reject that. And
maybe we can work with the Falcons, is that who you said?
Yeah, I'm going to hide that for a second.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, the top players available. Ricky Pearsall.
Nice.
I know I already took a receiver.
They're very different,
but they're very different.
Yeah, and we can't assume that Mike Williams is a Steeler or something. Or
no.
That's very minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're down three receivers right now. Even if we signed one.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't take two receivers off the board in the draft.
No, right. And you can still bring back Boykin as your fifth and special teamer and that type of thing. But I'm interested in Pearsall. That's a good value there, too.
Cole Bishop.
Okay.
Interesting. Jalen McMillan is still there. Will Shipley, Braylon Allen, Blake Corum, Bucky Irving, Jeremiah Trotter, McKinley Jackson, the defensive tackle out of Texas A&M, Renardo Green, Kalen Bullock, Cade Stover, Dwayne Carter, Johnny Wilson, you want a big receiver. There's a big receiver.
Yeah, right.
Dominic Pooney. Austin Booker. Mike Sanistrill is still there.
Ooh. That's my favorite of the picks.
Absolutely.
Do you want to risk five spots on Sanistrill?
It was two spots.
Is it two?
It's two spots to move down.
I'll risk it. I mean, the chance of that being Sanistrill and Pearsall are slim and none, but I really hope Sanistrill's there.
Yeah.
I'm really willing to risk it.
You want to do it?
But let's not.
What are we still waiting for?
Let's counter, though.
Okay.
So they want this pick in our last, or they're giving us a junk pick.
Yeah.
I don't want the junk pick.
I don't either.
So let's move down two
spots.
You want
to get a pick next year, don't you?
I would love to, but I'd even be content turning our fourth into their third, or more so like that early
Panthers. So you want to try to turn 178 into, let's say, 143?
Yeah. Something like that. And I don't want your junko pick.
Yeah, we're coming up 25 spots to go down two.
Yeah, late in the draft. I mean, I think that's a reasonable offer.
They rejected that.
They didn't like that. How about a future pick instead of that junko pick, or same method we did before, but a little less gap.
There's no really less gap to get unless we went 195 for 187, and that really doesn't make a ton of sense. They have 109. We could try to trade maybe 120.
Yeah, that's worth a shot. We might be real happy that
they have 86 and 89. What I'd really like to do is get 84 and 119. For 86 and 89, but they probably won't do that.
Can't hurt to ask.
I'll offer it. Yeah, they rejected that. Not surprised.
Do that.
So let's go with the other counter offer there of 84 and 120 for 86 and 109, which is fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. That's fine. That's enough for me to do it.
That has been accepted.
Okay.
All right.
So let's see. Who are the two picks?
Ricky Pearsall and Jalen McMillan, two receivers.
Okay. I think we take Sanistrill and are thrilled.
Done.
Yeah.
Sanistrill
okay,
is the
cool.
pick.
Okay. I think we're done at corner.
We're done at corner.
Done at linebacker, basically. I mean, unless it's the last pick type of thing.
So we're
project
back up.
Tackles.
We're back up at 109, and there is a project tackle here that I kind of like, and that would be Blake Fisher out of Notre Dame.
Mm. He could be your starting right tackle.
He could
day
be.
One, possibly.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
Also available are Dwayne Carter, Austin Booker, James Williams. I think he's more of a linebacker, though.
Yeah.
Blake Fisher, Jermaine Burton, Estime, Delmar Glaze, the offensive tackle out of Maryland. Tyron Hopper, the linebacker from Missouri. Jonah Ellis, edge rusher out of Utah. Dadrian Taylor Demerson, the safety out of Texas Tech.
I think Fisher stands out.
Yeah, I think you take that.
Take a tackle that can play soon.
Yeah. Yep, Blake Fisher's the pick.
Okay, two alignment, that makes me happy.
Yeah.
So safety wouldn't break my heart.
Wow. The Saints are on the phone here. We got pick 119 here. The Saints are on the phone. They want to give us 150, 168, and 190 for 119.
I don't think the roster space for that.
No.
You know what I mean?
I don't,
then you're drafting
running backs
and quarterbacks.
Yeah, I'm rejecting that.
Yeah, that's if you're to give us next year second.
Yeah, something like that, then we can talk. Right. So we still have some needs here. We could use another secondary wide receiver.
Even if it's a big guy, it wouldn't be the end of the world.
We could use a defensive tackle.
Yes.
I don't know what's going to be available on that market.
I think is interesting.
A safety would be interesting, especially if you place. We have our slot, but you'd like
but
to have
a big one would be nice.
Looking here at the defensive tackles available, Dwayne Carter, Tyler Davis, Jordan Jefferson from LSU, Keith Randolph from Illinois, Justin Igbuoghe from Alabama, Gabe Hall.
Gabe Hall's interesting.
Christian Boyd.
I don't understand why Gabe Hall is consistently ranked in this neighborhood. Is there something about him I'm missing?
He's got the body type that you look for.
Yeah. I mean, he's good Senior Bowl. His tape, from what I've seen, isn't bad. I mean, he's not the most powerful, you know, stay-at-home type of guy.
Yeah. The safety's got pretty well picked over.
Really?
You got Odulapo from Oregon State. Mm-hmm. Jalen Carlos from Missouri, Kenny Logan from Kansas, Evan Williams from Oregon, Josh Proctor from Ohio State. Those are the top guys.
I would vote for Hall there. Those guys all sound like special teamers to me.
Cornerback still available. Kyrie Jackson.
Ooh.
Cam Hart.
I'd take one of those two.
I mean.
So we have an extra 6'3 corner.
Yeah, hanging out on the roster.
Right.
Why not?
Yeah, I think that's.
Let's just take a look real quick here. At quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, if Rattler's there or something, I might be interested.
So, Joe Milton, Austin Reed, Carter Bradley, Sam Hartman, Devin Leary. No, he's not available.
Nah.
Tight end, you're looking at Theo Johnson is still there.
Really intriguing.
Yeah.
I'd take one of the corners over.
Jared Wiley is there. I think to me the corners, those two, especially particularly those two corners.
Because they're huge, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we just took if we wouldn't have taken Santa Stroll, if we would have taken a 6-foot corner. Sorry, it's too bad to pass on them.
Yeah.
There's room for those guys.
Yeah.
Throw them in the Trice Rush mix and see what comes out.
Elijah Jones is still there, too.
That's not bad
the
either.
DC guy, yeah.
I think I'd go Oregon, though.
Yeah, I think I would, too. Hart's got I like Hart, but the shoulder issues are concerning.
It's just hard for us to talk about. I don't know.
I don't know enough about it, but I know he's had surgery on both of those shoulders.
Yeah, so it's a concern.
All right, Kyrie Jackson to this.
Okay. D-tackle, safety. Maybe a tight end. I mean, if Theo Johnson's there or something like that.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be there when we pick at it.
Gap here.
Yeah, we get the second pick here.
Consider another receiver.
Round six. Yeah, another receiver would fit
in. So this is the pick we got in the Deontay deal.
This is pick that we traded up. Yeah, six. This is the second pick in round two. Or round six, I should say. The receivers.
This is our last choice.
No, we have 195 still.
Oh, okay.
The receiver is still available. Jalen Coker from Holy Cross. Jaquan Jackson from Tulane, Cornelius Johnson from Michigan, Jordan Whittington from Texas.
Johnson's tiny from Tulane, but he's dynamic slot. If you want two really little receivers.
Coker's got good size. He's 6'1", 208.
Okay. Maybe.
I think he had a decent combine, if I remember right.
I don't know a ton about him.
Yeah.
Just best available.
Best available for the overall board is, number one on there is Gabe Hall.
Oh, I think that's a yes.
Okay. You also have Evan Williams, a safety out of Oregon.
Okay.
MJ Devonshire, the cornerback out of Pitt. Eric Aul, the tight end from Iowa. Can never go wrong with the. He was actually number five on my rankings.
That's
in tight
not
end
bad.
Rankings.
Him or Hall, I think, is the choice.
Jarvis Brownlee still there.
We can't go three
corners. We can't go three corners, right. But that's.
That would
have
been nice to know.
Isaac Guardo, the running back out of Louisville,
he's the speedster.
Jerrion Jones is still there, the corner out of Florida State.
He's a good example of slot corner. Like, yeah. If we hadn't had Saints drill, I would be very interested in him.
Christian Jones still there, the offensive tackle out of Texas.
Hmm. Do we make room for two rookie tackles
we
and
have
two
rookie
corners?
Three
rookie
linemen, though, offensive linemen.
I know. I think Hall.
I think Hall kind of – we haven't added another – we need to add another defensive player.
I thought there was one other name that was interesting there, though. Oh, the tight end you mentioned from Iowa.
Eric Hall, yeah.
Yeah. Hall or all?
I think you go big guy.
Okay.
Throw him in the mix.
Has a louder milk feel to him.
Yeah. And we are finally up here at 195. Evan Williams still there. Eric All still there.
I think I'd go with All.
Isaac Guerrero, I should say, mm-hmm. The running back from Louisville. Just want to take a look here. Let's see. Sione Vaki is still available.
Even if he's only a special teamer, he's worth it.
Yeah, I don't get my. There's a.
He's seen people all over the board on
him. He didn't run real well.
I think the world has cooled on him a little.
But he can play.
But his tape's good.
Yeah.
He would fit in here. Even if he's just a special teamer, he's your third or fourth safety probably when final rosters are set. I'm cool with it.
Let's take him.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll serve a purpose.
Oh, he'll serve a purpose.
Yeah.
He'll be one of the best special teamers. So is that a wrap?
Well, we're rolling down through here, but that is a wrap for our picks.
Okay, yeah.
So what's going to happen here because of all these movements? Day three of the draft for us when we're on the radio.
Yeah.
They're going to pick at 195, presumably right now, and then we're going to have about 60 more picks after that final.
I wonder if our friends will let us go home early.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah, we'll be talking a lot about these guys.
That sounds like the Pearl Jam concert to me.
All right, so here's what we ended up with.
Okay. Did we make any trades?
We made a couple of trades, yeah.
Two? I know we moved down once for like two spots.
We moved down and we got, that allowed us to move up
in
round four. So what we ended up with was Brian Thomas, the wide receiver out of Louisville at 20.
Yeah.
Like it.
Love it.
Zach Frazier at 51.
That worked out well.
That worked out very well. Yeah. Mike Sainistrill at 86 after
also
we traded down two
well,
spots.
Yeah.
That allowed us to come up to 109 and get Blake Fisher, the offensive tackle out of Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Like that move. Kyrie Jackson at 119 was just a pure value.
Yeah, we'll take another corner.
Yeah. At 178, we took Gabe Hall,
okay,
the big defensive tackle out of Baylor. And then we got Sione Vaki, the safety out of Utah at 195.
I approve. I think it's good. It doesn't blow my doors off. It's a really good draft. Frazier fell in our lap. Taking an extra 6'3 corners, a nice situation. Just bring a lot of them to camp and see what it looks like. Young guys.
Fisher's going to be in the mix at right tackle.
Yeah, he will be. I mean, this is small potatoes. It would work itself out. But if Jones starts at right and Moore starts at left when camp opens, Fisher's only a right. If Fisher's so good that he has to play, then you got to move Jones. But
okay,
that stuff works itself out.
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
Right.
But you've added two quality bodies to your offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
You added a big receiver.
That's a game changer. Maybe.
You added a slot corner and an outside cornerback.
Yeah. Special teamer at the end, safety.
Special
tight.
Teamer at the end, and a big defensive tackle. That's
kind of a project, probably, but there's a lot to work with.
Yeah,
I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I don't dislike that one at all.
No.
That was on the Pro Football Network, and of course we use their rankings for that, and it just happens to be who is available to us.
Sure.
You know,
I didn't think J.J. McCarthy should be there at 20 either.
Didn't think Sainistrill should be there at 86, but he was.
I think that's impossible.
I didn't think Fisher should be available at 109. I think he's more of a
You think he's a day three
I think
guy,
more
day
he's
two
a
guy.
Late day two guy.
Yeah, I think he goes to the
But
third
that could
round.
Happen.
It could happen. I mean, teams already
There are
going to
be a lot of right tackles taken.
Right. Yeah.
So there's always that chance, and Jackson at 119, we'll see.
Well, that's why we took him, because he slipped a little bit.
Yeah.
And maybe he won't make it that far, but you know that's why he slipped.
Yeah. Let's get to a break again.
There's some late-breaking news around the league, by the way.
Absolutely. Let's get to that when we come back. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back with more. Give you that news right after this. Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson. And, the breaking news here. Well, Mason Rudolph, now a Tennessee Titan. 1 year, $3.62 million. So if you believe the reports out there of what Russell Wilson signed for.
Yeah.
At the Steelers.
Which I think is probably pretty accurate.
The Titans are paying Mason Rudolph three times as much money this year as the Steelers are paying Russell Wilson.
Which is a bit of a misnomer, of course. I mean, that's the beauty of the Wilson thing, is it's a rare opportunity financially. First off, good for Mason.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this is a great opportunity for him. Levis is far from out of the woods, great player. I mean, Rudolph might be better than him by week five or six. Titans have done a lot on offense, including just signing Calvin Ridley a couple minutes ago. So that's a big move. They've done a couple things on their O-line. They added Tony Pollard. So it's not a bad environment at all for Rudolph, and he's making about what we thought.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't break the bank.
And he gets to go down there and hang out with Ramon.
Ah, there you go.
They're buddies. So
that works.
You hang out with Ramon Foster. Ridley signing a four-year, $92 million contract with the Titans, $50 million fully guaranteed.
It's a little pricey for him. I think that's not a neighborhood I want to go.
He's like a 28, 29-year-old wide receiver.
Mm-hmm. Coming off an okay, not great year.
Yeah. And
he's been suspended before, and there's
walked away from the game at one point.
Right. Maybe hopefully all that stuff's past him. But I kind of understand what the Titans are doing. I mean, add Pollard, add him. I wonder if Hopkins is still in the equation. If so, you have a good group of skill guys and an improving O line. It's not perfect, but you might even draft Joe Alt or somebody too. You know, who knows? So their offense is starting to shape up.
Defense is still a problem, though.
Yeah, they haven't done much on it, which kind of like the Panthers, I think that's a smart move. You have a young quarterback, build the nest, you know?
Yeah, that's a lot. Here's the thing. So Schefter tweets that out. I'm pulling back the curtain here a little bit on this. So Schefter tweets it out. Calvin Ridley signing with Tennessee Titans, 4 years, $92 million, $50 million fully guaranteed. Deal negotiated by David Mugalata and Reza Hessam.
Okay. Where do you think he got this information
from? Yeah, people might say, well, why did you put that in there? Because that's who gave him the information. Yeah. He's trying to grease the skids here with those guys because they're putting that out there. Look what we did.
This is more your neck of the woods than mine, but it seems like more and more it's not anonymous sources. It's basically, look how great these agents are. Go sign with them.
Get your play with them. It's like a free advertisement for the agent.
Yeah. Huge one from Adam Schefter and millions of followers. Titan stuff aside, the move that just happened I don't love for the Steelers is Watts going to the Patriots. That just happened. That one, I would have liked to have seen him back. Yeah. I thought he played really well.
Armon Watts heading to the Patriots. Was that a one-year deal?
I didn't see the details of it. I'm not positive on that.
But it's not something that kills you.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, you can live without him. The sun will come up tomorrow. I thought he played well here and could have been a value.
Yeah. I mean, I would have liked to have had him back, but again, you know, they could have had him back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he chose to.
I don't know what the Steelers offered him or what. Who knows?
Yeah, that's the part of I heard, like, the Steelers lose out on the center, Mitch Morse.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, it was 2 years and $10.5 million or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't the Steelers pay him, offer him that? Maybe they did.
Maybe they did. I mean, yeah.
And maybe he chose to go to Jacksonville because guess what? Florida doesn't have any taxes.
Yeah.
There's no state income tax in Florida.
Humans have free will, too. They can choose where they want. They're a free agent. They're
so,
free.
You know, if they're going to offer him 2 years at $10.5 million, were you going to go to 11? Were you going to go to 12? Because that might have been what it took to get him
and
to sign.
And maybe their magic number's 9 for him. Or,
yeah.
I don't know this as a fact, but I do think there was a couple. I think teams wanted to get their doctor's hands on Morse as well.
Yeah.
And maybe they didn't think that was a smart move medically, you know. And you're not going to get everybody. And there is some attraction of going to Jacksonville without a state income tax for the same buck. You make more.
Yeah. Going to Texas. Going to who else?
California, I think.
Vegas. No, not
Vegas.
Not California. No, it's the exact opposite.
It's the opposite.
You get hammered.
And the cost of living is through the roof.
Yeah.
No, but Vegas has it. Florida is a huge advantage.
Tennessee, I believe, as well.
Is it? Okay. So, no, that's an unfair advantage.
Yeah. So, if you actually...
So such is life.
It's an unfair advantage, really, for the entire AFC South.
I guess so.
Because the only team... The only team, because as Max Starks explained to us at the Combine...
It's a disadvantage for Indy.
You play a game in...
Wherever
the state is, you got to pay a tax on whatever you earn in that state that day.
That day, yeah.
So it comes out of your paycheck.
Yes. If you play in Florida that day, you don't pay one at all.
And if you're a member of the Jaguars, you play in Florida for
nine,
half your games.
Yeah.
Then you play a game in You're guaranteed to play a game in Tennessee. Well, there's no income, state income tax there. And you're playing Houston, which is another state with no income tax.
I didn't even think of that breakdown. Max did a really good job breaking that down.
You're going to play over half of your games in those in the states with no income tax.
Where they take out $500,000 of your check or whatever on Monday. You know, and big numbers for anybody. I was thinking more of a Indy's the only one that doesn't have that advantage to sign free agents with that situation.
But like, they can use it as a sell. Well, three of your games you're not going to pay income tax on.
Plus the other, we still play Tampa and some of these other games like everybody else, you know, throughout the season.
So and that was something I can remember. I can't remember what it was. Definitely in California. I think it was a city that levied they called it an athlete tax. Mm. Well, we got all these athletes coming in and making hundreds of thousands of dollars on, you know, playing games in our stadiums. So we're going to tax them, you know, this athlete tax.
Wow.
Might have been San Francisco or LA, one of the, like, so the locality also levied a tax on, like,
wow. So
that stuff matters.
If Bruce Springsteen or Taylor Swift comes in, it doesn't matter, but the athletes did.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, nobody thinks about this, and nobody's crying for the millionaires. Don't get me wrong. I get that. But it's a lot of money.
it's a lot of money, yeah.
I mean, even for lower-end guys, but people on, like, a second salary that are making nice money, starting player that's not a superstar, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars here, people, maybe millions over the course of a season or the extent of a contract, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, just think of, you know, if your job required, well, you're working, let's say you're traveling whatever.
Yeah, every time you sell a vacuum cleaner in Ohio.
If we got paid like that, when we go to Indianapolis for the combine, in the city of Indianapolis said that week, well, you're working in Indianapolis that week, so we got to take a tax out of your paycheck.
Yeah, instead of 10%, it's 40%. Like, well, this road trip might not be worth it for us. Right, or the owner's meeting's coming up or whatever, right. Yeah, or people that travel for a living, if you sell software in Tennessee, you don't get dinged, but you do in Arkansas, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody, again, nobody cries about it because it's athletes, and, well, they make millions of dollars. Well, not all of them.
Not all of them, and their shelf life isn't that long either.
Right.
You know, I mean, but that's an interesting way
Everybody's got their hand out, though.
Plus, you're not going to, not implying you should, but you're not going to get around that with the IRS.
No.
I see you on NBC. I'm pretty sure you're playing in Tennessee. I'm pretty sure you're playing in Vegas or California. I'm pretty certain you're there, you know.
So that contract at 20, this according to Jason from Over the Cap, does good work.
Yeah, he does.
The $23 million contract, $23 million a year contract that Ridley signed makes him the 10th highest paid wide receiver in the NFL.
Well, I don't think
he's not that guy.
I don't think he's that guy either. 23, I thought 20 was crazy for him. I wonder, I mean, what's Williams, Brown, Beckham? I'm just thinking available guys. Do they look at that and say, I should be in that neighborhood too? I don't think so. I think what we've seen is there's a tier one of receivers and then there's a gap. I just don't think Ridley's a tier one guy, but Tennessee does, you know.
Or, I mean, they have Hopkins there. Maybe they're thinking, hey, we got two twos, but you're not paying them as two twos.
I wonder if Hopkins is back. He's still valuable. I mean, he's making a big buck. That's a lot of money for two receivers.
For a team that...
I'm sure Burks will be back.
Yeah.
And he's still a work in progress, to be kind.
I mean, are you going to throw the ball enough, really, to justify...
Mace Levis is nice. I mean, Levis doesn't have any excuses. You should be able to develop him as best of his abilities.
Yeah. If that's the case.
Yeah.
Just looking here at the safety market, Matt.
That's a good one.
And we haven't seen a lot of movement there.
No, these are some calls I'd be making.
The guys that have signed, Xavier McKinney, Darnell Savage, Brandon Jones, Kevin Byard, Geno Stone, Gilman got 2 years, 10.125. That was reasonably cheap for him.
Yeah, I think that was a good price.
Jordan Whitehead got 2 years, $9 million today to go back to Tampa Bay.
I didn't hear that one. Okay.
Jonathan Owens goes from the Packers to the Bears, 2 years, 4.75. Jeremy Chin got 1 year, $4.1 million.
With who again?
He went to Washington. And then Deion Bush got 1 year, 1.37, to stay in Kansas City.
But there's still names out there.
Yeah, looking at some of the guys that are still available. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson signed. Ronnie Harrison signed.
Who'd Gardner-Johnson go with?
Philly on a 3-year deal. That was earlier today.
Yeah, it was today, too.
Poyer signed with Miami. Jalen Mills signed with the Giants. So a few more guys there. Rayshon Jenkins signed with Seattle.
Okay. Not a lot of those break my heart.
Yeah. Justin Simmons still sitting out there.
Curious what he would want.
He must want. So the market value here, and I'm looking on SpotRac, is $11.1
million.
I'm betting he wants more than that right now.
Yeah, I'm sure he comes out of the gate saying, I didn't expect to be a free agent. Or you guys, well, everyone expects it. But
yeah.
Could you get him when it's all said and done at 2 for $20 million?
I'd be interested.
I'd be very interested. Yeah. I mean, you talk about really getting strong up the middle of your defense. The spine of your defense would become one of the best in the league.
Yeah. Just looking at some of these other guys here, Quandre Diggs is still out there.
How old is he?
31. So a little older than
1 year deal, I'd be interested.
Yeah. Marcus May still out there. Jayron Kearse still out there. These guys are all, they're all in that same age group here.
Yeah, yeah.
They're probably, you know.
They played a lot of football.
But once you hit 30, you might want to start looking at taking a 1 year or 2 year deal.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I know Blackman's out there still.
Yeah.
That one interests me.
That would be one I'd definitely be interested in. Terrell Edmonds still out there.
Yeah. The right price. I don't know if he'd be in my top two, but.
Yeah, but he knows the defense.
He wouldn't hurt you.
Who else is interesting here? A lot of these guys are a little more up there. Ashton Davis is kind of interesting.
Yeah. Take a flyer on him type
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Blackman, though, is 25.
Like, Blackman's still really attractive.
I can't get past that one. That's,
yeah. I mean, that maybe that's even a three-year deal or, you know, 2 years with an option type guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a Jordan Fuller at 26.
No, that's not bad either. Yeah. His name was on tip of my tongue. I couldn't come up with it. He's a quality player as well.
And Cameron Curl is still out there.
He's quite good.
Yeah.
I mean, he was franchised a year ago.
His market value, though, because of the franchise deal, you're looking at 14.4 a year.
I don't think anybody's going to consider
that. Nobody's going to consider that. But that's what he's going to want because of the franchise deal.
Yeah. Like, I'd give Simmons more than him.
Yeah.
You know, I think Simmons is a better player. But Curl might have to realize, I'm an $8 million guy. I'm a $6 million guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not special. He's a really good player. But it was odd that he got franchised last year.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's some dudes out there that could come in and help you. And
I think there'll be a couple more cut, too, in the coming days here, too.
Good chance.
Some of these teams are really tight against the cap.
Yeah, you want to make a move, and all of a sudden you get it. Well, we can't afford that guy anymore.
No, there's some names that are interesting. Blackman's probably the top of the list that are most reasonable. Simmons, I'd at least kick the tires on.
Yeah.
Without question.
Fuller
isn't bad. Curl, I'd call.
Yeah.
At least see where the numbers on these guys. But that's – I bet there's not a ton of – real safety needy teams right now either.
Yeah.
It's probably a little bit of a depressed market.
Yeah. I wonder what the, I wonder if they've updated here with the latest cuts on here and see if, what are they projecting here for?
They changed their projections. Like, does Connor Williams projection come down? I don't think they changed those things.
Yeah. They haven't added the latest cut there with the 49ers.
Armstead.
I don't see him on here yet. But
I bet he's 15.
It's going to be, he's on here, but they haven't come up with a market value yet.
Yeah, okay. No, I bet he's going to be real pricey.
But he's not going to be cheap.
No.
I mean, he's coming off of a contract where his average salary was $17 million.
Probably under that, I would think.
Because he's 31.
Yeah. He is considered a big-time team leader, high character guy. They use him sometimes as an outside-the-tackle edge rusher, all the way into nose on 3rd and 7. He's long. He would fit.
Yeah.
You know, character-wise, all that stuff, he would fit well. He's not as thick or strong as Cam Hayward. He doesn't run through people as much, but he has some of that.
Yeah, the long arms.
Yeah, and he's been around the block. He's a good player.
Yeah, just looking. I mean, Reader's still sitting out there. I don't know if he gets signed in this. Your docs are going to have to check that out, and he's coming off a torn ACL.
Yeah. So, like, big-ticket items.
Was it an Achilles? I think it was an ACL.
I think it's an ACL.
I think it's an ACL.
Which is better, probably.
Yeah.
Any of these big-ticket items interest you? Armstead, Reader, Mike Williams, Justin Simmons. It's probably about Marquise Brown.
Marquise
probably
Brown
be the last. He doesn't. He doesn't interest me.
I wonder if they have Mike Williams on here yet with the.
I'd be shocked if they know if they projected him.
Yeah, he's not projected yet. I still think, you know, Renfro at 28.
Yeah, I don't consider him a big, big ticket item. I'm thinking about
home run swings. If I could get my, if I can get Hunter Renfro at like $6 million a year.
Yeah. I wish we had seen more of him lately, but what we saw the most recent is a very high quality player.
He just gets open.
Gets open all the time.
Yeah.
And has some toughness to him, goes over the middle, easy completions. He's not old.
Yeah, 28.
28, yeah.
He looks old.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's looked old since he was 20.
Yeah.
One of those guys.
No, he'd be a nice addition. Like, I definitely like him over Boyd.
Yeah, I do too.
I think he's quicker, better separator.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can afford one more of those big ticket items.
Mm-hmm, that's what I'm thinking. I think you could too. Mike Williams would probably be my favorite on that list.
Now, you could afford Armstead if you were willing to walk away from Ogunjobi.
Easily. Yeah. You could afford him, yeah. And I think that would have to be the move. And then maybe draft another in like the fourth round, maybe still, or whatever. That's why I wanted Watts. Yeah. You can still call Adams up, though.
You can.
Yeah. I think Adams played pretty well.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to get to another break, though. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back to finish up the show right after this. Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson. And Matt, looking here, I didn't realize this. So Mason Rudolph's now going to Tennessee, where he will compete with Malik Willis to be the backup.
Yeah, and I think he wins.
I think he wins that, yeah.
Yeah, I think
easily.
So too.
Easily.
Yep.
So looking here at some of the updated salary cap numbers from around the league right now.
There's a couple teams at the top that are kind of running out of. What do you do with your money?
Spending like crazy. Like the Titans have been spending like crazy, like drunken sailors.
Yeah. Washington's been like that. New England's been like that. And now all of a sudden it's like, what do you do with it?
Yeah. In New England has $57.8 million and nobody wants to go there.
Yeah, that's at Washington, I'm used to be in that boat. Maybe there's still some of that. But both are not the most attractive destinations right now in terms of winning soon. At least there's new coaching and new regimes and a new era around both buildings.
I mean, New England was a no-fun zone for a long time.
Yeah, but they have the second and third pick in the draft. I mean, it's not like you're going to be playing with a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know what do you go spend that on if you're those two teams right now?
I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe you try to re-sign your own guys.
And... Yeah, you could extend some guys, I think, but you're bad for a reason.
Right.
Yeah. It's getting hairy.
Yeah, the Raiders freeing up cash here. They had 35.2. I don't know if that includes, because I think they freed up another $19 million today.
Quite a bit, yeah.
With the releases that they made.
I bet that's updated. Because, I mean, they signed Wilkins, and they did some big signings.
Well, some of that stuff, when you get to this point, some of the stuff hasn't been reported yet.
I know. And true salary cap info is hard to find.
Up to the second. But right now, according to this, the Steelers are at $18.2 million.
Yeah. Okay.
So that doesn't include any of the signings, I don't believe, that they
You don't made. Think that includes Queen?
I don't think that does include Queen.
Okay. I thought it did.
But Queen's number...
Isn't crazy. No. You picked up a little in the Deontay trade. You could pick up a little more with the Jackson restructure. You could restructure Cam.
No, they have more money available that they could...
They can make money.
They can make it, yeah. They can create it.
You could cut Ogunjobi. I don't think that's going to happen unless you have a D-tackle lined up that's go over him.
But some of these teams, like the Browns are still, let's see here, like 1 point. So some of these teams that are making moves, like Jacksonville right now.
Miami, and Cleveland are all making a lot of moves.
They're $3.8 million in cap space going into this whole thing.
Yeah.
They're making all these moves. They were making pitches to keep Calvin.
Ridley.
Ridley. Yeah. They were going to have to make more moves.
Not sure where it all comes
from.
I mean, they're going to cut Zay Jones or...
Yeah.
I mean, even we didn't mention this. The Browns signed Jameis Winston. I mean, he's a couple million, too.
It's five, I think.
It's five. Traded for Judy. You know, like, where's their money coming from?
Yeah.
You know, so there's a couple of these teams.
They're
going
to create it somewhere. And, you know, do they rework Myles Garrett's contract and make that more expensive?
You hope you don't do Watson, but that's been rumored, too. But, man, I don't want to be married to him forever.
Yeah. The Cowboys are sitting here three. They have done nothing.
They've done zero, right?
Like I saw somebody tweeted out earlier. Well, the Steelers have only at that point on Monday they'd spent just the $1.2 million on Wilson. The Steelers aren't doing anything. They're last in the league in spending. I'm like, dude, they're like six teams that have done nothing.
They've done nothing.
Nothing.
And the Wilson signing is a bit of a misnomer for that exercise. Yeah. You know, it's not like he's not making money this year.
Yeah.
I mean, he's making 36 or something. You know, so you just got him at a massive, massive discount.
He wanted to come here. That
was the part of it. That's what it comes down to. Now, Dallas is interesting, though. They've lost a couple dudes and haven't done anything.
Yeah.
They're not as active in free agency as people think. They re-sign their own, usually to somewhat inflated deals.
Yeah.
But they draft well.
They have at times.
They have. Yeah. It's a hard
other
recipe
times
to
not
keep
so
up
much,
with.
Yeah.
Hard times, hard recipe to keep up
with. You know, but you look at like a team like the Saints now has created some space. They're $13 million over the, you know, under the cap. For them, that's, you know,
flush
unheard
with,
of.
Yeah. They just hit the lotto and, you know, quarters are flying out of the machine.
But they didn't have enough money to re-sign Jameis.
No, and Thomas is leaving, May's leaving.
Yeah.
They restructured DeMario Davis. They restructured Ramchek this morning. And some of those guys are really declining assets, though. You know, they're older dudes that they're reinvesting in, which is a little worrisome for them.
Yeah.
They're third in that division to me now. I mean, Atlanta with Cousins, bringing back Mayfield, Evans, Devontae David. They won division. I think Atlanta and the Bucs are clearly the best teams in the South.
Yeah. Commanders land Bobby Wagner.
Yeah, he's a Seahawk connection with Quinn. And
that's fine. I mean, he's a declining player, clearly.
Yeah. Steelers aren't after linebackers, and I think Washington is looking for leaders.
Yeah.
I mean, they got to reshape the culture, and they've brought in a lot of players this year.
1 year, $8.5 million.
Really?
With $6 million fully guaranteed.
He didn't play terrible last year, but he's not the player he
that's
used
a lot
to
of
be.
Money.
It's a lot of money. Interesting. Okay. That'd be good for Jamin Davis, I guess, although his contract's probably coming up soon, too. I mean, he's no longer a kid. Wonder what they're doing with Curl.
I don't know. That's a great one. Again, that safety market to me is super interesting.
Yeah.
Because
I think you could dip your toe in that market.
Yeah.
Do pretty well.
The question now becomes, because there's been so little movement in it,
mm-hmm.
when do you make that move?
Yeah. You can wait for the next one to drop, or do you want to be the next one to make a move? I think receiver is similar, and maybe Ridley was the domino that
helps that everything else move along.
Yeah, and then Marquise Brown ends up with the Chiefs, and then all of a sudden it gets a little light. Or,
you know, is everybody waiting for a Justin Simmons deal? Is everybody waiting for mm-hmm. a Cameron Curl deal? What's the sticking point there?
And that's probably how it works.
Yeah.
You know, we'll give Curl 80% of what Simmons gets or whatever it is. You know, Blackman's going to get 70% of that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd sign Blackman today.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if he's in a five neighborhood, I think that's a really good pickup.
Yeah.
That really solidifies a lot of things for you. He has some slot capability, young, versatile. Yeah. The spine of your D got really good then.
Yeah. And you can still win in the league today with defense.
Oh, you definitely can. You definitely can.
Despite what some people think.
Yeah. I mean, scoring's been down year after year.
Yeah.
I mean, games are closer.
And if you're going to try to win close games,
mm-hmm.
then you better have a good defense.
Yeah.
Because otherwise the close games that you're gonna try to win are 35-30, and those are tougher to win.
Yeah. I mean, I think they'll be better at outside corner than they were. Porter's an improving player, but he wasn't the problem last year. I think the door number two is going to be better there. And I really think down the spine should be better now with Queen, hopefully Minka for an entire season, and a player to be named later maybe.
Yeah.
Blackman or somebody like that.
That's the thing, you know, when you think about the games that the Steelers lost to some top players, like if I told you before the season started, they're going to play this many games without Minka Fitzpatrick and this many games without Cam Hayward.
Yeah.
You know, Deontay Johnson's going to miss this. You'd be like, oh, they really struggled this year.
Yeah, probably six-win team, something like that. Yeah, unless the quarterbacks were unbelievably good.
Right.
Yeah, right. O-line stayed healthy. You know, that was a nice chunk of it. And I thought improved. It's easy to do this, but I kind of expect the O-line to be better next year as well. But there's some – I wish I knew who the center was.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if that's going to be draft or bust with the center.
It might have to be at this
point. It's pretty dry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the I don't know – of all the free agents, the Rams center is the one I knew the least about, and he's still out there. I don't know if he's an upgrade over Cole, but he's – thought of pretty well, you know, and Connor Williams is a little hairy right now, but those are the names.
Yeah, some of those guys coming off the injuries, you just don't know. Him, Reader, guys like that, just don't know.
They might have to wait a month to sign him, or, you know, they don't have enough medical.
Maybe you go into the draft and nobody signs Connor Williams, and you go into the draft and say, okay, we didn't get one, now we go sign Connor Williams.
Happens to those guys, or they still aren't willing to take what true market value is for them. Like, I know I'm a better player than this. I should get paid in the Morse neighborhood, and, like, I can't do that if I don't know your status at the moment. Yeah. I mean, you can see where those impasses come pretty easily. Yeah. Reader's another good example.
Yeah.
Could be in the same market that way.
Like, I'm not going to give him, you know, $12 million, $13 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he can't walk right now.
Right. You know, Howard, the corner for Miami's probably in that situation. I don't think Mike Williams is, because he got injured so long ago.
That's what makes the Cousins contract so weird.
Be pretty...
You're really rolling the dice here.
Yeah. And I don't know this. I probably never will know this in my lifetime, but how much medical information does everybody share with other teams? And, of course, you get him in your building and you give him the physical of his life, and you can...
I doubt that the Falcons and Vikings were sharing information on Kirk Cousins. They were both trying to sign him.
Right. There's no reason to be courteous. I mean, and does the agent have all the up-to-date information? They could get their own medical.
They can get their own medicals, or they could send that out. But I still want my doctors to look at it.
Yeah, and there will be one or two of these Ogunjobi to the Bear move, where you think it's a done deal, and then he gets in the building like, "Sorry, we're tearing that contract up."
Yeah,
and then a month later, he gets signed somewhere else.
That's some of the stuff that's happening. Like, people might wonder,
some weird stuff like that going on.
You know, why hasn't this team A announced this yet? It's already been reported that this deal's done. Well, the guy still
the deals aren't done.
He has to get in the building, take the physical, and put his name on it. And the doctors have to okay it.
Yeah, and then the team will announce it. Not Schefter, not us.
All agreements.
Yeah, they're agreements.
A handshake, not even a handshake.
Every
agreement,
year there's two or three that doesn't go through.
Yeah.
I mean, or a player backs out, or, you know, I don't want to go there.
Yeah, something happens that kind of voids the deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's all part of it.
There's probably one or two of those in the next 24 hours.
Yeah. That's going to do
it for... new league year, though.
Yeah, this is fun.
Yeah,
absolutely. But that's going to do it for our show today. We will be back on Friday. And I just wanted to let everybody know as well, 2 weeks from now, we'll be at the owners' meetings down in Orlando. We'll do a Sunday show.
Oh, okay. What is that?
We're going...
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in Orlando from 10 to 12.
10 to 12.
And those shows also will be available on YouTube, as they were last year
Well. Yeah.
So,
hope we get some good guests and do a little different feel from down there.
Absolutely.
Nice. So
that's what we're looking at here coming up here in a couple of weeks. Not next week, but the week after.
Okay. Next week, we're 3 days again.
Yeah.
And there'll be a lot to talk about still. And then we go down.
Nice. Can't wait. But that's going to do it for our show today. So for my partner, Matt Williamson, for Justin Miller here on site, keeping us on the air, I am Dale Lally. We thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.